the minister, certainly through his department, has been well aware of this issue. I had a brief conversation with him. I explained the frustration within the local community at the delay in releasing this funding. It was a brief conversation. The minister said he would look at it and take the considerations on board, and I would hope that he understands just how serious this issue is. And when you get presented with 4,000 signatures, it shows the scale of how this was much loved, Swan Park is in the local community, and what these people wanted restored.
I'm sure the minister is receiving petitions and representations from every end of the country looking for money for every sort of conceivable project, and everyone's going to say to the minister, our one's really important.
Of course, the minister will be, well, like he's statewide responsibility, so he's going to be getting some of the petitions all the time. But in the aftermath of the flood, ministers from all over the state arrived in Mulcrana and made all types of promises that everything in Mulcrana, across any show was destroyed, would be brought back to the standard that it was before. I wanted the petition to show the minister we will keep fighting until Swan Park is fully restored, as was promised.